Two old fuckers getting high and talking shit. Got old Hippie and Big Boo.
What's up, y'all? How are you tonight?
Oh shit, man. We just talking. We just two old farts. You telling me about some stuff's been going on since you had your stroke, bruh.
Well, it's kind of crazy with this stroke because, man, it's like, I can't understand. It's like unbelievable that how that I just go through and I had a stroke. Then with the stroke, I don't do nothing but my talking. That's it. And it's like I'm learning better, but like now, like I'm gonna be real and I'm gonna go straight to the point. I'm feeling this. I know how did this happen to me.
Yeah, man, I couldn't believe it when Ray called me and told me you'd had a stroke. I'm like, how in the world could this have happened to my Big Boo? You know, why? We're too young to be having strokes.
I know, man, like, that's what we're doing. Like, we just came back from Miami. We was up there chilling, having a good time, drive home, went to sleep, and had a stroke. And I'm like, how? Like, and I'm being honest, and like, it's been rough, because, you know, friends cut me down over on them. They over here, that's what I thought was friends. I got other friends, but they got all their life, you know, and that's even bad too. And I'm like, really bad. A lot of people got their own lives and then they don't got time for this to have. And then also a man who can't do nothing. I can't help for nothing, so that's what I'm doing.
And then you got the ones that call and check and worry and fret and go crazy wanting to know when these Big Boo's gonna get out of the hospital and losing the mind almost worried about his Big Boo.
Yeah, and I'm man like, wow, like someone do, and some people don't want to be around. Like a lot of people come find, you know, I know that feel to see your homeboy scripting and messed up like that. So I know it's fair. Like some of my brother would never walk into anything south with his kids. They want to see everybody be right, and that's supposed to be. But I be looking at how it happened, like why, and you know what that is? Everybody saying doing draws, doing this and no. God has told me to have something, and I didn't do it, and he shut me off. You know, might call me Big Boo. I think smarter than everybody. I'm smarter than everybody, and they always messing around. And what happened, God told me to do something, and he wanted me to help him, and I didn't do it. I stepped up there to save the person, all the way to hire somebody, and God said, you know what? I'm going to shut your mouth. He going to say, and look what happened. He shut my damn mouth.
Put the test to him.
Yes, it is, man. It's like what you think. Next time, learn yourself. So now I'm just learning. I just have to learn. Do you know sometimes I can sit with some of my friends, some tell you, for hours and just listen to my friends. I don't even understand what some of them saying, but I'm just sitting there, not interjecting, trying to get into there, just listening. So God will tell me, shut the fuck up, and I'm doing it.
Sometimes that's just what you got to do. You got to be the one listening, observing, taking in what's going on.
Exactly. So what y'all been doing? Like what's the doing, man? I've been trying to hang down, man. This is what I'm trying to rent too, man. What is it like? Why is, when is the parties, well, to go for grown people. Grown
man,
people.
Tell you, it's hard. It's hard. We don't go out. We go out once in a while and go somewhere that's kind of chill and maybe listen to some live music. Now, I've been going to a lot of shows because I brought my podcast back, and I've been going to a lot of shows without Stephanie because it's just not her kind of music. So I've been getting out a little bit more lately than she has. But yeah, man, we find a show, something you want to go see. We'll go to a show.
Check this out. How this mix, man? Do you do a hot, what kind of hop you was do? Day parties. Like for the daytime, for about, let's say about, let's say like we, in the summer time, about 7 to about 10. Some dudes want to be outside with these thugs and other people out in the streets, scared and all. They want to go home safe. So they might go somewhere from like 7 in the morning, coming out the route. They get out of work on the weekends, like Saturday, about 7 in, I mean, and come in about 9. You don't think that'll work? Would you go there, your son and your woman?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a chill place, just laid back. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the vibe at Wise Man.
Yeah.
You know, if you had never been to a Wise Man brewery, that's kind of the vibe there. But see, I know on that side of that, you're not a big drinker. So it's hard to have a place that would have that kind of vibe without having liquor and drinks involved, because you know, you're talking unwind, chill, you know, everybody, you know, glass of wine, drink, you know, so that all falls in. So that to me is the good and the bad, because a lot of times people get too many drinks in them and make bad decisions.
You know something else I've been thinking, I've been looking at like just some life drinks and brown. Like, you know, down, you go in some of these Rick cribs over here on the north side, real big, the moms, they empty, they sitting there. You know what I would do? I would rent it out and have a party, like, nice song when you're coming in dressed up for doing good and have a great time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So some of them things like that and start to make money. When people coming, people want to drink on night. You and your wife having a good time. The honky punk tongue going, they all looking like short girls. Oh, no, we're going to sit down and have a good time.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you'd be talking about something more like a jazz club.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the one thing we like it around here is a good, now there's a good jazz club over in Greensboro. Mm. But for Winston, yeah, you get a place as big as this basement. Put a little stage over in the corner, some small two-top tables, a bar with 15, 20 bar stools down it. Yeah, you could draw that downtown, getting off work crowd at 5 o'clock, come hear somebody in there playing a little trumpet, just playing some jazz trumpet, you know, just one guy, a single dude, just standing there blowing a trumpet, or a single guy strumming a guitar, you know, nothing, you know, you don't need to hold, like, I mean, you know, if you could get a small piano in there maybe so somebody could be on some keys, but, you know, jazz don't really, a guitar and a drummer and a keyboardist can play some killer jazz, and then throw in one guy on a trumpet, maybe, you know, a guy with a trumpet and a guitar. I mean, you know, and you could probably get that just treated as an open mic kind of something. Yeah. And you could probably have people that live around Winston-Salem that just want to play, that would come out and play.
That's great. I was thinking, I was thinking about that, like, the one, what's that called, when it said, all the women we on the, well, anyway, I'll get back to that in a second. But what I was thinking about, a comedy place, we get a real nug with comedy.
That one comedy place, comedy's hard in Winston.
Yeah.
It just hadn't never.
Really think it's good.
Yeah. No, we did 2 shows in Thomasville when I was part of that bar, and I was really surprised at the turnouts. Both shows we had, seating for 50, and we sold 50 tickets.
Damn,
we sold out both shows. So I was kind of impressed that Thomasville done that. But Winston, I mean, Laughing Gas lasted for a while, but, you know, that whole building over there is empty now. So you're talking about a killer building.
Yeah.
That building, Johnny and June's and Laughing Gas was in, and Antique Mall. I mean, that's that whole, what used to be that Farmore drugstore, that building is huge.
But what
it's got a big ass kitchen in it. I can't believe it's just sitting there empty.
Well, we is trying to call you into this business, and that's what I be asking my friends too, wondering like, what wrong, like these crumbs, what are these go for? Like one downtown, the funniest one, Ziggy. Why? Like what are these places like? And then it's like, why?
They just won't support it. They won't support it. Winston just does not have enough people getting drawn downtown again, and the ones that do, I mean, you know, Ziggy's lasted for a while, and a little bit of that still had to, I think had to do with Jay's health, but I hadn't talked to him, so, because he lives over there in the condos over where my brother lives. Yeah, I've known Jay for years, but the downtown scene in Winston won't support local music. Greensboro, you got clubs over there, you got Blind Tiger, they've got somebody over there rocking every night. Somewhere else, Tavern's got somebody rocking every night, you know, and Greensboro's got a good downtown local music following. Winston has not had that since the 80s. back when Ziggy's Beatty's were over there, and Ziggy was reggae and folk music and hippie vibe, and Beatty's Backstreet was the metal and the kicky in the head rock and rollers, and every now and then they'd bring in some country acts so they could draw some rednecks. You know, but Ziggy's, man, God, in the '80s, Ziggy's was so cool. We would get high as fuck. There was old couches in there, and you get your ass in there early, and you get high, just get stoned as a motherfucker. I mean, people would come in just passing joints. I mean, as long as you threw one out in the pile every now and then, everybody in the pile stayed happy. And listen to it. Just, I'd sit there and listen to them read poetry and play bongos. Stoned as hell in the '80s. If most of my friends would have known I was in there doing that shit, they'd have never thought it was me. Cause I was the damn riding motorcycles, wearing leather, rock and roll. That was the whole image of old hippie back then. But see, even then, there was a hippie living in there. Nobody knew about it. Well, it's the age difference between me and my sister. And I thank God every day for my sister. Because my sister, I'm 6, 7 years old. She's 16, 17. She's listening to Hendrix. She's listening to Joan Baez. She's listening to Bob Dylan. She's listening to The Stones. She's listening to Zeppelin. I mean, all the great music from the 60s and early 70s, I'm just soaking it in like a sponge. Boom! 1975, Kiss arrives. Oh, little hippie loses his mind. I was for that time period, man. Oh, but now don't get me wrong, on the flip side of that, I'd be listening to disco.
Yeah.
I love the Bee Gees. Yeah. Saturday Night Fever, baby. Because I had everything. My folks listened to everything. I grew up watching the old Hee-Haws and the Carol Burnett Show and Saturday Night Live. And man, when Saturday Night Live started, they had some of the coolest musical guests. Oh, to be a kid when Saturday Night Live first come on the air, Michael. I mean, we lived in such a cool time, brother.
You don't remember the street park? The street park when we was going downtown.
Yeah.
Like you had something, the Maystrap moving downtown.
When Rock the Block was a really cool event.
Yeah.
When Rock the Block was a ball, you'd have a hip hop stage and a country stage and a rock stage. We'd all be downtown.
What's the part what we do for graduation that Wednesday have the graduates? When people are on the court down?
Oh, man, that was. Yeah, I went to that one year. All the high schools.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of the kids went down there. That was at, wasn't it that Washington Park? God, I cannot remember where that was.
Mike. This is down at the covers with
the booth.
No.
I can't remember where that was. Now, I went to a big party one time for a Winston-Salem State graduation, and it was over at Miller Park. Man, we had a ball. Oh, that was a great party.
That's what people like now. It's like, I don't know if it's the police, the set things, those things right, or if it just says like, because what I'm saying is like, in Winston, you got to change the way they're trying to do. Like right now, everybody don't want to go to be night around in Winston-Salem. So you go, like I said, these day parties. You want to come out for a couple of hours, have a good time, about 6, 7. I mean, I say 6, it's open up, have a good time. And then about 10, that's a rabbit claw. You go the other way, it's going to be at 6. 10 o'clock to 12, so it's 2 hours.
See, that was the big problem I had when I was trying to do what I was doing in Thomasville.
Yeah.
Because I wanted a set, structured hours. Because that's what I was watching places like Brewer's Kettle, Jugheads, Gate City Growlers. That's what I'm watching them do, because Brewer's Kettle, Kernersville, High Point, they got one down in Lexington, you know, and they've proven that this model will work. You open at noon, you close at 10. And that was the biggest problem I had. I could never get that. It was, let's open at 4 to 11. Now, let's open it, but let's stay to midnight. Now, let's stay to 1. Now, we're going to stay till 2. It wasn't what I wanted. Yeah. I didn't want bands and a night party drunk crowd you had to deal with. That's why I wanted everybody's ass out at 10, but open at noon.
Yeah.
I'm not there anymore. Yeah. It was killing me.
I'm thinking now, like, see, the reason why T spoken, you can't be thinking about the light day party because that's what we have in a couple of weeks. In a couple of months. And I'm going to tell you, I'm really looking to myself, this is going to be the greatest, one of the best, plus it's grown on, it ain't no white boy, black boy, it's both, everybody's grown men. That's what it's for, grown men, oldest, hip hop, it ain't all that no hip hop, it's grown, you know what I'm saying, grown men, and we're going to have a good time. We're coming to 6, we're coming out of 10. So people gone from the thugs, that's all of them. We have mic signs, we out there playing. No, we outside, having a good time, going home, eating.
What you need, just to run this, from maybe the end of March to about October, and all you need is a little bitty place with a courtyard. If it rains, have some kind of tent system you can put up. They come in, don't sell nothing but beer and wine.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna do no hard liquor because you don't need to be pounding booze. This is relaxed, chill, not do shots and see how much fucking hell you can raise. And that's exactly what I wanted in Thomasville.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get other people involved just to do it the way I wanted to. So it turned into what I didn't want it to be.
Yeah.
So I left it.
Hey, so what are you, like what you would try now? Like what you're really going to try to do now? What's going to go now? Because you know smart as hell, man. You got so much to do, man. Like what
I
now?
I am going to do my podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look into doing another entrepreneurial type thing and call it Old Hippie Creations, where I am trying to go sell tie-dyed and upscaled clothing on the internet.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you look good, right? Well, it's going to be some good signs, just some old, just rich room time. It's gonna be,
no, bro. I'm learning how to tie, do spirals, do hearts. There's a world of tie-dyeing out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in like 3 or 4 different groups on Facebook. I got people telling me how to, I'll ask a question, they'll tell me how to do it.
Yeah.
I've made some pretty stuff.
Oh, hell yeah, there. So let it go with them. So that's good. Like, yeah, that's all right, man.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to launch that. Yeah. Well, actually, probably next week.
Yeah.
Probably next week. I'm thinking like June 1st. I've got, I think I got about 25 shirts dyed right now. It's 20 or 25. So I got to get all my pictures and then just open up and do all my stuff on Poshmark. So
what about at Cook's?
I'm not wanting to do no physical. Man, I'd have to be making shirts. God, I'd have to make 40 or 50 shirts a day.
Where's that?
To do a physical location. So you got so many different sizes people can come look at. I'm going to just try to do all this online.
Yeah.
Just put up about 20, 25. And then start working on another 25, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking like, I went to the club one at Cook's Flow Wing. I went out there and seen, I was like, damn, that's what we, cause it's getting this changing too. That's what, and they're not trying to be funny, you know, the Sponges Wings, they come in, they killing it. So I'm saying, if you got something good that somebody would, you'll pull it out every day. If you got something that's nice, they'll do it. Somebody run them, put them on, walk in them, need it like one day come in, take a couple of them, slide them to a dude, try them out, right? Try the inside, and walk through there and moan, but it's online. This line is driven, ask them out. Then they walk a couple through there, and they walk, they be like, damn, this is nice, where you get this from? And I pass now. I'm going online, that makes it. Or sitting songs, you got to get out there. If they don't get out there, I want them to know. You got to go someplace, somewhere downtown, go in town, do something going through, throw a club on, slide a dude, go out through them.
I had mine, I wore one that I made for me. to the Bob Seger concert.
Yeah.
I had about 25 people ask me where I got it.
Damn.
Just me walking around in a shirt I made while me and Stephanie was at the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it was wild because there's one little girl, she come up, and I mean, Stephanie, I tell you, she's like, that is so cool. She's, where could I get that? And I said, well, honey, I made this, and it's the only one I can ever make like this again. I said, I can make you one close, but it won't be exact.
Mm.
I said, you stay on the lookout on Facebook. I said, it's coming, Old Hippie Creations.
Yeah, what's the little foot I had, Brooke Street, the food with everybody, the food truck.
Yeah.
When all the people down there and stuff, send a couple of people, your nachos or something, put them on, ride through it, and your lady walk through, people walking through there, had big old cards. Having a, why you doing it? Right here, sitting here,
yeah.
Right here. And then it makes you around me, and they just wanted to get here.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck that, I want to come here, go to a store. Have a, damn, you can make, you know, like a store off of that shit, get a small door. That shit's small to get there. It's all in the places, them little small fridge trough,
yeah.
Four trough. That was money you can get a. Hey, what's the girl who's in? The girl, Charmaine? Yo, she had a nice little bar, don't she? We sitting on first way. You ever seen
I was going to go over one night, mm-hmm. and it just kind of fell apart. And I think she got mad because I called her and told her I couldn't come. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
Well, let's wait one something like this month.
Yeah, we'll go over one time.
You got something you'll drive to put up one yeah. and say one day later. One day.
Yeah, she said, well, I've got a store, and I never did really dig. Yeah. I said, okay, just give me the address.
Yeah.
So I should still have it in my message.
Yeah, I thought about this. I'm going to go see her one day and see her. And she's doing good.
Yeah, I don't believe she's changed a bit.
What the rest of them gone? Everybody doing? Anybody doing anything?
Let's see. I run into, I always called him Cutie Pie. Why'd you have to ask me his name? I can see his face. He sat right dead across from me. Logan Perdue. If I thought about it long, I knew I'd get there. Yeah, Logan works at Best Buy. I bump into him all the time. He's all right. Let's see. You, Logan. And homegirl. Y'all the only three I'll talk to.
Ain't nobody who
I run into Matt. A couple of years ago, it was about 2 years ago, I run into Matt at a bar in High Point, and he just tried his damnest to avoid me all night because he owes me money.
Damn.
So he just, you know, just, and finally, I looked at his fiance, I said, just tell him to come over here and say hello. I mean, seriously. And that's what it took. She went and told him, you know, Jody just said, come on, say hello. Because I figured, he owes me like $300.
Damn, what?
Yeah, God, he helped me hard on that podcast.
Yeah.
Hey,
so many people who went through the, it seemed like nobody went through that for nothing, because I didn't do nothing for it, and we didn't really do nothing about it, but some of you now get to this.
That's what I'm talking about.
But some of the rest of them doing is they doing, like, anybody doing it.
The only one it is Dylan, which now, Dylan does hit me up every now on Facebook, but yeah, he's went on and got his bachelor's degree. And he was going to take a job in San Antonio. And to tell you the truth, I don't know if he did or not. Because, God, I hadn't.
Yeah, he was for real.
Dylan was going on. Because, you know, he had already passed that broadcaster's license coming straight out of high school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only reason Dylan didn't smoke all us in that class is because he had already been through it before. Mm. And he didn't really care because he had already had this shit in high school.
Yeah.
So he just kind of played.
Yeah.
Peterson, he says, hey, every 3-4 months, he'll usually at least send me a happy birthday, which he did last week. So
Kim,
every now and then, she'll say, hey, on Facebook, or she'll comment on something I post.
Yeah.
And, you know, but yeah, Kim's still around. I don't know what she's doing job-wise. I don't know, other than Logan, I don't know what anybody's doing job-wise.
I thought the light-skinned guy, the Troy.
Troy. He posts some silly shit on Facebook. Troy ain't changed. He's still, you know, he's just as damn high as we are.
Miss Amy still doesn't live. They sitting there every year. They go the same grind, and she just keep going.
Yeah.
Don't matter. She's making her thing.
Yeah, I was over there a few weeks ago. I gave her hell. I said, well, ain't y'all ever going to let these kids get on this radio station? She just flat out said no. I said, damn, Amy. I'm like, golly. I said, hell, I'll come over here and run a damn class and that. Push that button and talk. Yeah. Don't worry about nothing else. Yeah. It's going to be set up for you. Push the button and talk. Push that button and play a song. Push that button, talk. Push that button, play 2-3 songs. Push that button, talk. Push that button, play some songs. Your time's up. Get the fuck out of the chair. Yeah. Set the next one down. That's all the hell there is to it. I mean, you know, you're not going to put the damn pressure on them like they're at a real radio station like they did at me at WSJS. They whooped my ass. I sat in there and ran the entire radio station.
Yeah. I told them I wanted to go a thing for the president. I said every day, this is what happened to us at the night. Good morning, they did something every day. Some savvy little guys with him got the greens, wings or something like that and say, hey guys, tonight we're gonna wait you this and that, sit there. Man, they would love that he go through that. Man, it's just going there every day. You be running every day, remember that, thinking about you're gonna use something's going on, history of guys and something to the food place, say the specials and man, that's filled with nothing.
No.
Nothing.
None. I mean, it's sitting there. It could be making money.
Yeah.
And it's like I tried to tell Amy. I said, why don't you turn this into a money-making radio station? She's like, no. I'm like, Amy, you could make the school money. You could help the school recruit. You could make a new radio station that could do something better than Simon does. Because Simon is killing themselves because they've added 60s and really? So many people. I mean, the 60s, yeah. My wife's mom and daddy, who are both in their 70s, still like to listen to 60s music. Yeah. Simon crowd don't want 60s. They want the 60s and 70s cut. They want from 80s to about 2002, 2003. Because from 2002, 2003, in my opinion, other than some halfway decent heavy metal, there ain't been no good music made in the last 10 years. Country music, it ain't country music no more. It's what Southern rock was in the 70s.
Yeah.
And they just want to call it country music. Well, hell, it's Southern rock. And that's it. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryant, all Brantley Gilbert, all them boys is making great music. I ain't saying they ain't. I like what they're making. But it ain't country music. It's Southern rock. It's too upbeat. It's too fast tempo. You want it to be country, go listen to some old Porter Wagoner and some Conway Twitty and some old early Willie Nelson. That's country music.
Yes.
That's the music that come out of where them boys grew up, the life they live. Just the same thing with rock and roll, man. Early rock and roll. Chuck Berry, Little Richard, James Brown, Elvis, everything. Come out from where they live. Now, these kids that are growing up now, I'm not saying they don't have no music talent, but they ain't got nothing. They've never done nothing, never had to do nothing. I'd love to take any 18-year-old that's getting ready to graduate from high school, any school, I don't care, Winston-Salem, Forsyth County, Davidson County, Yadkin County, give me the biggest, baddest son of a bitch they got. Come August, and I want him to prime one fucking row of tobacco. Just one. Do me one row down 1 acre. That challenge is out there to any boy, girl, however badass you think you are. I got $100 says there ain't a kid in Winston-Salem that can do a damn row of tobacco. And we worked them damn fields from sun up to sun down in 100 fucking degree heat. And then got in them barns and hung that shit.
Yeah.
I'd love to see any kid today. Of course, there are some kids that still grow up on working tobacco farms. No, you motherfuckers ain't eligible.
You got to look at it. Just go from that to slide back a little more. Somebody just went through that. Like, now our kids are soft as hell, man. Like, kids this year, we used to have bicycles. We used to take our – I didn't never go to no score. We didn't make a bicycle. I don't learn a hocus pocus and bring that shit all the way to myself. I can go right around. If I lived on this street – and if it's a park somewhere, a heavier morning, man, we can ride on the bicycles everywhere, ride them with other boys.
We rode our bikes to Haynes Mall, bro.
Yeah.
We rode our bikes to the mall to hang out, go to damn arcades.
So these motherfuckers don't even know how to go around the corner. They don't know nothing's part.
They want to go somewhere, they get Uber. Uber. Uber.
Yeah.
Uber. Uber, Uber, Uber. I've seen groups of teenagers in Thomasville, 14, 15 years old, Uber. They ain't even relying on their mamas and daddies to get them no more. Their mamas and daddies have gave them a damn credit card, set them up an Uber account so they don't even have to worry about toting them around. I've seen kids get Ubered to baseball games.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, that's how damn lazy and sorry the parents are.
Nothing. They do nothing.
And they're building a generation that's going to be even worse. When we're in our 80s, Michael, this, and it's going on all over the planet. It's just not the United States is not the only place this is happening. It's just as bad in Canada, probably half as bad in Mexico, because families that can afford to have cell phones in their kids' hands, they're doing it because they can afford and show everybody that they can. So they're building, it's happening all over the world. It's happening like crazy in China, crazy in Japan. And in China, they just lifted because the population's got to where they kind of want it. Now families can start having two kids.
Mm.
So the ban for one child per family, that ended, that was on the news last week. I think it goes into effect June 1st. Now families can have two kids, and you can have your second child as long as your first child is not over 10.
Damn.
So they're going to let every family that wants to grow in China grow, because now their population is controlled. They can feed them. They can job them. They can house them. Because they know these generations are going to expire as these generations grow. Mm. China has got their shit together on that. That immigration is not the problem in this country.
Mm.
It's growth after immigration.
Damn.
When you have families coming in and they're having 4 and 5 kids, so their system helps them provide for them more. Then we're going to have those 5 are going to turn into 25.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, darling.
Welcome, Coach's Kid. I'd rather take the baggage out of here. It's their deal.
All right, y'all, that's about all we're going to have time for today, because I done promised old Steph I'd run some. The old hippie got to run some errands for his old hippie yet, so I got to get up out of here.
Yeah, man, I'm going to thank you for tonight, coming and listening. We'll be back with you. Go fishing today. He's calling me. I'm calling me and calling me, and y'all have a great night.
All right, y'all. Love you. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am.